Today we are talking about the end of an era.
Wow.
In New South Wales and throughout the NEM in Australia, traditionally we've had a lot of electricity generation from coal-fired power stations. And at the moment, what we're seeing is a real tangible transition away from that. As we've had increases as in kind of wind and solar over the past 10 years or even 15 years, there's been sort of talks about how are we going to, like, you know, transition away from coal. And over the last sort of year, that's really been heating up and happening in practice. So there's a power station in the Hunter Valley called Liddell, which is actually one of the world's oldest operating coal fire power stations. It actually started operating in 1971. And it is still going, but soon to be shut down. The capacity is a bit over 2 gigawatts or 2,000 megawatts. And over the kind of lifetime of this power station, it's generated enough power to power New South Wales for 6.5 years, depending on like the consumption that we're using like today. So if we have that amount of power, it's been 6.5 years just from this one power station. And so, yeah, it's been a real mainstay in the sort of the NEM and the New South Wales power grid. Two reasons why it's sort of being decommissioned. One is that we're transitioning to cleaner sources like solar and wind. And I guess the other one is that because it was, you know, built in the 1970s, they have a sort of finite life. And because it's been going for so long, the kind of maintenance, the cost of operation is really would add to the costs. And so it's being slowly taken offline. It started last year, so there's kind of four different sections. One was taken off last year, two have been taken off over the last month, and the last one will be stopped in the next week. So it's a real, I guess, you know, tangible thing as we move towards having as high a penetration of renewable energy as possible. But it poses the question of what comes next and how are we going to fill this gap in the electricity grid. We know coal is not good because we have so many CO2 emissions. But in terms of if you're operating an electricity grid, one of the great advantages of having a coal-fired power station is the stability. So it's sort of referred to as baseload power, which means that we can have this power station running 24/7, 365 days a year, and it's kind of always there. So we have the solar and wind coming and going, but it's almost like a solid base. And so as we remove this solid base from the grid, it leads to kind of questions about, well, okay, well, how are we going to, what are we going to do to have this stability? And one of the answers is batteries. So if we have these power sources like solar and wind, which are sort of more dependent on the weather, then we need to have sort of an increase in the amount of batteries in the grid. And so as this coal-fired power station is being ramped down, AGL has just announced that they're installing a really massive battery installation in South Australia. It's actually on an island called Torrens Island. It has a capacity of 250 megawatts. And so for a reference, this power station, this coal-fired power station that's being shut down was about a bit over 2,000 megawatts. So this battery installation is the biggest one in South Australia. It's about 1/10 of the size of this this coal-fired power station which is being taken offline. But a really kind of big step up and a massive battery. In South Australia, they have a really high penetration of renewable energy and particularly of wind. And so the idea would be that when we have these massive batteries coming online, we can be generating. So when the wind is blowing, we're generating electricity, and then it's being stored, and then we can discharge that when we want. Well, within reason, but we have more control over when that is discharged. And that is sort of the future, and that is the approach that we'll be taking to offset the reduction in these kind of really big, stable generation coming from coal-fired power stations. So I think, yeah, it's a, as I said, it's been one of the biggest generators in Australia over the last 50 years, opened in 1971. So it really is a sort of clear indication about this transition not happening in 2 years, not happening in 5 years, but already we see signs of this rapid transition away from fossil fuels towards renewable energy.